It's Average Joe. Thanks so much for swinging by the BullRockford.com and that one guy's podcast. This is pretty cool. Rachel Reiner stopped by the studio. If you don't know who Rachel is, she used to be in a band called Gloriana, and she's out on her own, striking it, spreading her wings, however you want to say it. She's got some great music that she's going to play for you, including her new one, All That We Have. It's kind of fun. We talk about everything from interior decorating to Stranger Things with Rachel Reiner on that One Guy's podcast.
Midway through the conversation. Oh, I want to hear what the first part of that is.
Totally. Zach.
All right. Yes, yeah, welcome to our definitely themed studio.
I love it.
It was like that when I got here. We bought the building. The room was already built.
I have a mason jar light fixture in my house.
Do you?
I do.
Did you get it from Hearth and Home, too?
I didn't. Actually, I was lucky enough to... Back when I was in the band, played this gig in Florida, and it was a private gig, of course, so it was like a lot of mucho dinero.
Yeah, and the private gigs always pay better, that's weird.
And so they this whole room was just completely decked out, they spared no expense, and I was like, man, I really love these light fixtures, because they're sort of, I don't know how to describe them, they're kind of like all together, like, but hanging at different lengths.
Yeah.
And,
A chandelier.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a chandelier.
Basically. So like a mason jar chandelier.
Yeah. And they ended up giving me one. Cause I was like, where can I find one? I was totally going to buy it. And they were like, oh, it's on Etsy and we'll just give you one.
Yeah,
so.
Etsy. Yeah. It's easier to just like, yeah. Listen, we'll get you one. Hey, Steve Summers.
That's all good. You're all good.
Join
hi,
us.
How's it going?
Nice
hi, Rachel. Nice to meet you.
Tyler, nice to meet you.
So we were just talking about she complimented your mason jar decorations.
I love the lights.
It turns out she's got a mason jar chandelier.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, we gotta get one.
Great. Whoa. See, now the problem is we don't have a ton of room in here, and Steve's like, "Nah, I'm gonna put a mason jar chandelier."
You guys can, like, put your heads on it.
I don't want to put two on each side of the studio door.
Of course you do. With our barrel head that's gonna go up there at some point.
Like sconces or sconces or whatever.
Sconces.
Love it.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
right.
Man.
All right, so you haven't done anything yet on Facebook.
Well, I mean, no, not on Facebook, but we are recording audio, as you know. That's how I do. That's how I do.
All right.
That is how I do. I was going to introduce you on the podcast part, but you know what? No, we'll just wait for the Facebook Live to go, and then we'll do that.
Let's do it.
Does this note say Jon Snow?
No, Snow is the name of the dog.
Oh, I was like, Jon Snow. He knows nothing.
Jon Snow.
R.I.P. Game of Thrones.
I know. I was so devastated when it was finally over.
Were you, though? Because I was like, this needs to end.
Really?
That whole last season, I was like, this needs to end because it's not looking fun.
Yeah, I think they kind of maybe felt that a little bit themselves.
They
phoned
in the last, like... 9 or 10 episodes,
no,
and I know the last season
so
was 6.
Upset. People were so upset about it.
Yeah, they were. Tyler, if you want to, you can grab that mic, and that will be yours that you can play into. And then, Rachel, you can grab that mic right in front of you.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name, Rachel?
R-E-I-N-E-R-T, so it's like reinsert without the S.
Are you on Facebook, like if we tagged you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this about... as much height as I can.
However, you want, if you want to bring it up to your.
I can come back in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't forget to flip the camera too. Let's see if I can.
Ooh, yeah.
This microphone is always giving us.
A little saggy.
It's a little tricky. There you go.
There we go.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, what we'll do is we'll play the song, and then after that, we'll get into. We'll do some longish form interview questions.
Love it. How many songs would you like?
You know what? You're gonna play All That We Have, right? Is that the one you're gonna play?
Would you rather spin it?
No, you play whichever song you want.
Okay.
And then if we've got time, we'll do both.
All right.
However much time you have, I'm on your dime now.
I think we've got an hour drive to the next one, but we need to be there at like noon.
Yeah.
So I think we've got some time.
We got some time. Perfect. Cool. All right, Steve, are we live?
Ready?
I'm ready whenever you are. What's going on? 95.3 The Bull on Facebook. Thanks for stopping by. I want to introduce you to our brand new friend, Rachel Reinert.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us here in the studio. We're podcasting this. We're on Facebook, which, by the way, if you miss, you've got to go back and listen to the podcast version because we talk about a mason jar chandelier, and you do not want to miss that. Rachel, people may know you from a band that you used to be part of called Gloriana, but you are on your own now. And by the way, the music is fantastic.
Thank you.
I loved Dark Star.
Thank you.
I loved that song.
Oh, thank you.
And so, but you've got some new music out now.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a little bit. Do you want to play a song first and we'll talk a little bit and play another song?
Let's do that. Actually, since you love Dark Star so much, I'll play that one.
Hooray!
Yeah? Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. So, Rachel
your
Reiner.
Guitar player over here. What's your
Oh, Tyler. I forgot to introduce Tyler.
Tyler.
Hi. All right, so this is Dark Star. I'm super excited. Okay.
Ah, I'm so I'm getting glad out of you love it. Perfect. You ready?
Yeah.
If you want to grab a seat, you're more than welcome to, or if you're more comfortable standing, whichever.
I love to sit.
Again, Reset, and thanks for stopping by 95.3 The Bull on the podcast, 95.3 The Bull on Facebook. We're talking to Rachel Reinert, formerly of Gloriana, but you are out on your own now making amazing music.
Thank you.
And that was just one of the songs called Dark Star. Now, I want to talk to you, Rachel, a little bit about, if it's okay with you,
sure.
The decision to go out on your own. Like, you know, was that always something you wanted to do? You wanted to be on your own from the beginning when you were getting into country music and stuff like that, and you're just like, I want to test my own wings.
Yeah, so I moved to Nashville from Southern California when I was 16.
Okay.
And I originally had this dream of wanting to be a solo artist, and somewhere along the way, I got the opportunity to be a part of the band, and so I knew that I would have to put that original dream of mine on hold, but I also knew that there would come a day where I would feel like I needed to get back to that. And so after 8 years and 3 albums and, you know, many days and nights on the road with the band, I felt like my journey had come to an end. I felt like I wasn't really being challenged or fulfilled creatively anymore. And also, you know, being a part of something from when I was 18 until I was 26, so much of my identity was just very, very much attached to that band. And I kind of had this sense of, I don't really know who I am without this.
That's relatable. I mean, there's so many people that probably have that same thought. Like, I need to find out who I am, and
totally.
I need to take that next step in who I am as a person.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because I've met so many people along the way who have had similar experiences, not necessarily like being in or out of a band. But yeah, like you said, it was just that need to really grow and challenge myself and change. And so the last 3.5 years, I've really just been focused on that, on writing, on finding out who I am as a person, finding out who I am as an artist. And it's definitely had its challenges along the way, but it's been really, really good for me. And I'm so proud of, you know, where I've landed and where things are going.
It's really cool when those challenges that we face along the way, like, kind of start shaping us and defining us more. And you're just like, you know what, even though it was a challenge, I'm so grateful to have gone through it. Because like you said, you get a clearer picture of who you are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're on your own now. You've got, refresh my memory, there was an album, or like an EP, like, it was pretty soon after.
No, it took me a long time to start putting out music. I put out my first single in July of last year.
Oh, wow.
And so I'd left the band at the very, very top, like January of 2016. And so I didn't put out a single until 2018.
Wow, for some reason I thought it was sooner. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Forgive
no,
me
you're
for
fine.
That.
You're fine. So I put out that song, and then I put out Dark Star right after that. And now we've got the current single, All We Have, and the debut album is in the works.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
Just finished recording it. It's in the middle of being mixed right now.
Do we have a release date? Can I be the cool one to tell?
I wish that I had a release date. I don't have one yet. It's looking like it's probably going to be more likely top of next year.
Gotcha. Now, if someone wanted to stay up to date with when that album's coming out, they want the full Rachel Reinert. Where is she? What is she doing? Where are they going?
Go to my website. It's rachelreinertmusic.com. So that's RachelReinertmusic.com.
I do want to interject. You did something really cool, because we're getting ready for this Facebook Live that we're shooting right now on 95.3 The Bull on Facebook, where you were like, here's how you do it. And it was...
my last name?
Yes,
it's kind of like... It's reinsert without the S. That's what autocorrect always tries to make it.
You're so. Like, Reinert, no, not reinsert. Dang you, Siri.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so now what are some influences that have, you know, you're finding your voice creatively, and who are you looking to be like, man, like, this is where I'm going inspirationally?
Well, I've always been such a big fan of the music that my parents raised me on, which is the music out of the Laurel Canyon 70s era. So everything from Fleetwood Mac to Neil Young to the Eagles to Jackson Browne to Linda Ronstadt. So that whole era has always had such a big impact on me. And, you know, I love harmonies, and I love acoustic, and I love slide, and that whole kind of, I like to live in that world. So the way that I sort of describe my music is, it's this West Coast California country,
okay,
but more Southern California, and trying to capture the essence of that, but it's a mix of old and new.
You know, it's really crazy. When I was listening to Dark Star, I just, for some reason, I've just got this like Southern California valley feel. I'm looking out and awesome. Seeing like, so like it totally comes across
Good.
In the music.
Good.
Totally
Thank
does.
Thank you.
What about in the future? Do you see yourself being changed by something? Like, how do you feel? Are you like, I feel like there's a change in my style coming? What about that?
I don't know. I'm just sort of going with what feels right. And so I think as an artist, it is important to be constantly evolving and growing. But as far as sort of what my core is and what my direction is, and the most important thing to me really is that I'm writing the music and that the songs come from me and that they feel true to me and authentic to me. That's all that matters.
And you know what's really cool is because that does come across in the songs. You connect on a different level than if you're like, hey, here's a song that this guy wrote that we really want you to sing.
Sure, sure. And you know, I did a lot of that when I was in the band. And even though there is an incredible songwriting community in Nashville that I love and respect, I would so much rather be a co-writer on what I'm going out there and singing every night, because I just feel like people are going to receive it in a better way. I'm going to be performing it in a better way because it's real to me and it's true to me. And I think people are just going to connect with it better in that sense.
And you know what's really cool? That does kind of lead me into, I do want to hear, if it's okay with you,
sure,
the song, the single you got out now,
sure,
All That We Have. For some reason, I feel like this conversation's leading to that song.
Yeah, of course.
And it's really cool because you got to, I mean, while you're listening on Facebook and whether you're on the podcast, I want you to, this is going to be like me preaching for a moment. Like, really listen to these words that Rachel's going to give you, because it just, I don't know why, I feel like that song is speaking to what's going on for you right now.
Oh my God, absolutely. And that's where it came from. I actually wrote it a couple years ago, and it was me really reflecting on a lot of the changes that I had been through after being in this situation where I was essentially, you know, feeling on top of the world and having all of these amazing things. And then sort of once you walk away from all that and don't have all that anymore, kind of looking at myself inward and going, who am I? Who mm-hmm. am I without all of this? And realizing that life isn't about material things. It isn't about money or status or fame or anything like that. It's about who you are as a person. And it really all just comes down to love, loving each other and loving yourself.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Okay. Course. So this is the current single. Again, you can get it at RachelReinertMusic.com. You can, but for sure, make sure you're following us on Facebook, because we'll be posting new music all the time. This is All That We Have from Rachel Reinert.
I'm going to stand.
Yeah, go ahead and stand. Do your thing.
I'm going to stand. I need your help with this again.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, no problem.
Sorry.
No, that happens.
Gives me a reason to kick Joe out.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you. You're awesome. All right. Ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I saw all that really mattered when the rose color shattered, hanging out at the bottom, looking up and down there. I found freedom, collected every reason I needed to see it for what it was. The money, the fame, and all the people that came, and how fast they changed when went away. Yeah, I learned a lot, let go of what I lost, or found to them not when it stopped. Stuck in rewind. Now I'm filling the new place up with picture frames of the people that stayed when nothing remained but the love they gave, and made me realize, all we have is who. So I take the love in.
That's all that we have from Rachel Reinert. And I do want to give a quick shout out to Tyler on guitar.
Yes.
As well. You could see him on the Facebook Live that we're doing, but on the podcast can be a little, you're like, who's that second guitar? That's Tyler.
Yes, that's my friend Tyler. We go way back. We've been friends for about 8 years. He actually toured with me when I was in the band, and we drove my car all the way up from Nashville, and we've just been road tripping all around the Midwest. So it's
Are you enjoying the Midwest, Tyler? Are you from the Midwest, or are you from California too?
I'm from Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I get it.
I'm used to it.
you're like showing her around. You're like, oh no, this is this and this.
This is down to earth people.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
This is what I love.
I like talking to people from Nashville because my favorite joke right now is, do you know what the official bird of the city of Nashville is?
No.
It's the crane.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the scooter.
No,
the
it's the scooter. I was down there for the scooter craze.
My God, you guys. That took me a second. Wow. It's still a little bit early for me, but Yes and yes. You guys are both right.
So now that we're, I'm going to transition a little bit away from the serious questions.
Sure.
Let's have some fun.
And okay.
You're here in the Midwest, specifically in the Chicagoland/state line area. Have you had Chicago-style pizza yet?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
From where? Because this is an important question.
It's the one that Oprah's a really, really big fan of. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
It's not Uno, is it?
No.
Gino's?
I think it's Gino's. Yeah, okay. But I'm telling you, it's been like 10 years.
Okay,
it's
well, we got to get you some fresh Chicago-style pizza, because in my opinion, Gino's East, while acceptable, can't hold a candle to Lou Malnati's.
Okay.
That's the one I recommend. Lou Malnati's. Have you had Lou's, Tyler?
No.
Okay, you got it. There is a Lou Malnati's here in Rockford, so on your way out of town, stop and get a Lou Malnati's pizza. Or we got this place in town called Beefaroo. I don't know how you feel about like roast beef sandwiches.
Okay.
But
I'm into it.
Yeah, roast beef sandwich. You get a roast beef, you get a big beef and a cheddar fry. Oh. And a shake.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's allowed on cheat day. I don't know when cheat day is. But.
Oh, my gosh. I think I might keel over if I do all of that.
Really good. Really, really good.
That sounds incredible.
So you guys are touring.
Yes.
You guys have to have downtime.
Yes.
Are you watching like Hulu? What are you watching? What are you streaming when you're not doing radio station tours or performing?
A whole lot of things. Like we were just talking about Game of Thrones earlier.
Yeah.
Big Game of Thrones fan. I actually just started The Sopranos. I never watched The Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah. So
you're circling way back.
Yeah, circling way back. Right now I'm watching The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
I love that American crime story.
I do too. Oh my gosh. All these long drives that we've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, dude, we got to listen to some podcasts. And he's like, okay, well, what are you into? I'm like, I'm only into murdery stuff. So we've been listening to a lot of murdery podcasts, and it's just helping to pass the time.
Then
you better be careful how you play guitar.
Yeah, that's going to end up with like, oh, I got a lot of really good advice on how to get away with it. I actually got into My Favorite Murder recently. Is
okay,
the one that
I was
to.
Looking at that last night.
It's not bad. It's
okay.
A little bit of a different take.
Yeah, okay,
so,
okay.
And I found it under the comedy one. So it's usually it's under comedy. I'm like, how is murder funny? And then you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
Just a bunch of comedians talking about murder.
Yeah, my favorite
stuff.
Murder. What about you, Tyler? What are you just basically whatever Rachel wants to watch?
I like all those podcasts too. I really like the Armchair Expert podcast.
Dax Shepard!
Dax, and I
so
like Mark
good.
Maron. And I love, there's this other podcast called Spike's Car Radio, and he is a comedy writer. He wrote the Soup Nazi episode for Seinfeld.
Really?
So all they talk about are Porsches, and they have Seinfeld will be on there every now and then. So I mainly just wait till Seinfeld's on an episode.
And then you catch it.
Yeah.
Now, are you streaming anything yourself, like on Hulu or Netflix?
Yeah, I watch a lot of Seinfeld reruns. And I'm into Thrones, and I'm into... what's Stranger Things? I love that.
Love
show.
Stranger Things. I watched
this
season three.
Season
oh, really?
Is like the best one.
It's
I
really good.
Just started episode two or episode one of season two.
Oh,
I just
okay,
started
okay.
The second season.
It's so good.
I'm
those
really
kids.
I'm behind, but like it's one of those that I'm like, okay, I'm into this. The end of season one made me cry a little bit because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched Stranger
right,
Things.
Right,
but
right.
Bring your tissues, because the end of season one's a tearjerker.
Those kids are just amazing. I'm
and
like
so
such
good
a fan.
Too.
Yeah.
Like my wife and I have been like she watched a few episodes. She got too scared. She's like, I'm not gonna watch this.
She
but,
did.
Yeah, but she was like, I really connect with these kids. Like they're so good.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it's like set in the 80s too,
certainly helps.
Course, you know?
Certainly helps. Yeah. I love the throwback. You're like
I
remember of that thing going on.
Yep.
Again, Rachel Reiner can be found online, rachelreinermusic.com. And where are you playing next?
Well, I don't have another show on the books until September.
Okay.
I'm playing in New York City.
Ooh, so yeah. I'll road trip out to New York.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's not that far, right?
No. I can hop, skip a plane. So if someone wanted to find your music, it's all available on iTunes,
yes.
Spotify, everywhere.
Anywhere that you can stream it or buy it. And then I'm on all the socials, so Facebook, Instagram,
awesome.
Twitter.
Rachel, thanks so much for stopping
Thank
by today. I appreciate
me.
You guys being here. Thanks for stopping by 95.3 The Bull on Facebook and listening to the podcast on bullrockford.com.
Thank you.